A child is born, and we look into the bassinet, and we say, she's perfect. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. 10 fingers and 10 toes, 7 pounds of pure joy, wonderfully made through the miracle of life. We use the term perfect, even though we all understand that we are all human, and we are not perfect. We're all flawed in some way. And for some of us, the flaws can be obvious. We're born blind or deaf or with a deformed hand, cleft palate, or club foot. For others, the flaws are invisible. We look perfect, but we suffer from mental illness, depression, bipolar disorder, ADD, or autism. For some, an accident can leave us flawed. A soldier that loses a leg stepping on a landmine in the field of battle. A child burned from a kitchen accident or a highway crash that causes the victim to be confined to a wheelchair can all alter your life forever. For still others, we perceive small things as flaws. We're too fat or too thin, too tall or too short. Our hair is too straight or too curly. Our ears too big. All of us, no matter how big or small these flaws are, feel as though we've been dealt the wrong cards. We wish that God would have dealt us a better hand. But if we believe that God doesn't make junk, that we are all wonderfully made, then everything that God gives us is for a reason. We are all works in progress. We are all wonderfully flawed. We are earthen vessels made of clay and molded in the hands of God. What we do with these flaws says a lot about our faith. Some people just can't handle the flaws, but others, in spite of their flaws, use them for the glory of God. The soldier whose legs were amputated motivates others with his performance on Dancing with the Stars, overcoming his flaws and giving hope. He's wonderfully flawed. The burn victim that visits the local children's hospital to visit young victims to let them know that they're not alone, she is wonderfully flawed. The successful blind businessman who volunteers to teach Braille to others and offers a role model for success, he is wonderfully flawed. The parents of a child born with a cranial deformity who writes and speaks and forms support groups are giving hope to other parents facing the same issues because their beautiful child is wonderfully flawed. The college basketball player that plays through her cancer diagnosis and squeezes every second out of life, a life cut too short, inspiring others and leaving a legacy, she is wonderfully flawed. You see, we all have flaws, and we all have the ability to take the hand we're dealt and play it for the glory of God. We can be a blessing to others. We can turn our weakness into strength. We can make a difference, wonderful flaws and all. The next time you're feeling sorry for yourself, remember that others have been given a much more difficult life. The person that you think has the perfect life has problems that we probably can't even imagine. Let's take our flaws and turn them into blessings. Each of us can take our personal crosses and unite them with the cross of our Savior, longing for the perfection that we will have in heaven, but for now, understanding that we are all wonderfully flawed. This is Tony Agnese.